Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings. Today is 23rd March 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be a knowledgeable soul, Jnani Tu Atma, and with the stage of being ignorant of the knowledge of desire, Ichha Matram Avidya, be a master bestower. Those who are knowledgeable souls, that is, those who are intelligent, receive everything without having to ask for anything. They do not need to ask for anything. Since they have all attainments automatically, they cannot have any thought about asking for anything. Such children become ignorant of the knowledge of desires. Such knowledgeable souls become master bestower, the children of the bestower, from being those who were asking for something. Their asking finishes, and they receive so much respect that they have no desire for name, fame, or honor. So here, Baba is telling us to become Jnani Tu Atma, knowledgeable soul, who are ignorant of the knowledge of desires, who are Ichha Matram Avidya, and they are master bestowers. And Baba is telling us that you need not to ask for anything. Those who are intelligent, they receive everything without asking. You don't have any desire for name, fame, and honor. Your asking has finished, and you already receive so much respect, so you need not to ask anything for anything. So the deepest desire of a human mind is for love. One is gross, other is subtle. On the outer side, person needs shelter, person needs money, person needs place, person needs food, but deep within, he is thirsty for love, he is thirsty for care, he is thirsty for attention. Every human mind somewhere wants acknowledgement, recognition, praise, glory, name, fame. So Baba is telling us that you don't have to ask for anything. You will get everything on its own. You don't have to beg for anything. In one of the Murlis recently, Baba said, there is a lot of spiritual poverty in the world. There are spiritual beggars as well. Those who keep on asking for anything means you do not have those things. So, long back, we had made a list of things which a Brahmin soul should not beg for. What are those things? Tell me at least 10 things for which a Brahmin soul should not beg. One is support. We don't want to get worldly support or human support. Our greatest support is God Himself. The more we try to seek support from this world, our internal power goes down. It's best that we make Baba our one support and one strength, ek bal ek bharosa, rather than begging for support from the world. Because if you ask for support and the world doesn't support you, you will get disheartened, you will feel unhappy. In yesterday's Murli also Baba said, you should not get disheartened with yourself, with others, with service. Rather you become Dilsha, rather you become emperor of the heart, big heart. So, you don't have to ask. First is support. All supports will come from above. All supports will come from Baba. Only thing is that we have to make Him our sole support. Rather than, just as you know, in Bhakti Marg, there is a comical story where they say that once there was a devotee and everybody was pelting stones at him on the street. And when Vishnu saw that, he was eating. So he just started rushing. And the Lakshmi was saying, oh, at least wear the chappal. At least wear the chappal. He says, no, I have no time because my bhakt, my devotee is in danger. I have to rush. And after some time, Lakshmi sees Vishnu is coming back. So she asks him, what happened? What happened to your devotee? So he says, my devotee, he has taken the stone in his hand now. So I need not to go. And he has made somebody else his friend, and so they are helping him to counter those people. So, you know, it is good that those God help those who help themselves, that is fine. But internal support, our moral support, our spiritual support, our intrinsic support has to be one. So we should not beg for support. Second, love. This is our deepest desire in human being, that they need love. And when they don't get love, they develop many things, sometimes insanity, sometimes hysteria. Why that? Because there is a deeper desire for love, and that lover desire for love is unfulfilled. That's why they seek means and measures, different avenues to get love. So, love. But Baba has said that you fill yourself. This is Avyakta Mahavakya that Baba has said many times, that you fill yourself at Amritvela with so much divine love that any human's love, any human being's love will not attract you throughout the day. So best that Amritvela, you fill yourself with that divine love. You get drowned in that ocean of divine love. So you don't have to seek, beg, ask for any love from anybody. So we beg for love. Third, appreciation. You know, we do services, but there is a subtle desire for appreciation. And when nobody appreciates us, we feel, oh, I have done everything in waste. But you know, in this yajna, whosoever does whatever for this yajna is automatically get stored or accumulated. You don't have to seek appreciation from human beings, that they will appreciate, then I will do this work or this seva or this speech or whatever in a better manner. Nothing like that. You, God is appreciating you at each and every step. His internal appreciation is always with you. So we need not to seek appreciation from others. Fourth,
sympathy.
Sympathy. Yeah, we seek sympathy. You know, we play victim card. We want that others should sympathize with us. We want to feel pity, that others should feel pity on us. We show them, you see, it is happening to me, I am like this, I am like that. So actually we are creating a milieu, an atmosphere where we are wanting sympathy from others. Why we need sympathy? Rather, we have to make one resolution within, that I have to help everybody of this world. Whole family, Baba said, this Brahma Baba, this Sunday's Murli, Brahma Baba is sitting on that unlimited, he is having unlimited crown. So go to the subtle world. Imagine that Baba is keeping that crown of responsibility on your head. Okay, he has kept that crown on my head. Now I am most responsible soul on this earth. I need not to seek sympathy from others. That's a sign of weakness. I don't want sympathy from others. I don't want others should have a mercy upon me. Why? Why I should play self-victimization? Why I should play victim card? I don't need anybody's sympathy. Rather, I am here to help everyone. I am here to provide succor to everyone. I am here to give strength, empower, embolden everyone, every soul, not only of this yajna, but of the whole world. So there is no need to beg. We don't have to become a beggar of sympathy. Okay? So fourth is sympathy. Fifth, respect. Baba is respecting you. Do you want that worldly people should respect you? Even if they don't respect, and what is the definition of a yogi is one who is unaffected by respect or disrespect. A yogi is one who has gone beyond all appreciation, calumny. Yogi is somebody who remains stable, immovable, unflinching stage. This worldly respect he doesn't want. You know, there was some Sufi saint. Once he was, he had gone to some feast or dinner. It was a kingly, sumptuous dinner there. And he is having all tattered clothes. So he is about to enter. So those janitors, those watchmen who are there at the door, they says, oh, who are you? You look like a beggar. Please, don't come. Actually, he was the friend of king. But those watchmen, they did not know this. So they didn't allow him to enter inside. So then what he does, he goes home, he tells his friend, and the friend says, oh, you are such a fool, you should not go with this tattered clothes. You should wear new polished clothes, beautiful clothes. then they will allow you. So he said, okay, is it like that? So he wears coat and wears turban and wears shoes, and with that kingly grandeur he enters, and everybody allows him, and he goes inside. So they are sitting for dinner. So there is a great table, and then what he does while eating, he starts feeding his clothes. He puts that food to his clothes. So everybody is shocked and appalled. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you putting the food to this? He said, this food is because of this clothes. It doesn't belong to me. It is for this. That's why I am showing my gratefulness to this clothes. Because of this coat, I am getting this. So this food actually belongs to this coat, not to me. So we don't want worldly respect. Because worldly respect is transitory. Today they will respect you, tomorrow they will blame you. This is what is the worldly things. There's one American president, and then I told that before also, his PA, his secretary comes, and he is about to give a speech, and he sees a huge hall, chock-a-block with people, and the secretary says, you must be very happy that so many people have come to hear you. You are about to give a speech, and hall gathering is full, so you must be very happy. He says, yes, of course, I am happy, but I also know that if next day, tomorrow, if there is an order that I am to be hanged here, what public you are seeing, double the public would be there to see the scenario. If I am about to hang here. And whatever enthusiasm you are seeing, the same people will come with doubled enthusiasm the other day, the next day, to see my death. So I am hardly affected by any one of these things. So, respect we don't want. Sixth. Okay, money. Monetary help. This is also, this is a sort of, sometimes definitely we have financial dearth, but as far as possible, one should remain independent for this. We need not to seek or beg for this money, because we are creating a subtle karmic account by asking for money and then get indebted to that person. Then you have to become a flatterer. You have to become a sycophant. You have to just, what in Hindi is known as chatukarita. We don't want that. Okay? So, sixth. Seventh, Sushil bhai, what you should not... Power. You don't want power from human beings. Can they make us powerful? Are we power beggars? No, we are not. God has already filled us with all the powers, all the supreme divine powers with us. Still we keep on seeking souls and wanting power from them. Why do we want power? Power will come from the powerhouse, not from these ponds and lakes. Ocean is there. Seek, pull all the powers from him. Then you don't have to go and seek power from others. Eighth. Yeah. Cooperation. So sahyog. Okay, if everybody cooperates, that's fine. But if nobody cooperates, aikla chalo, walk alone. You don't have to want coffee. This is a path where one has to walk alone. You cannot make people and groups and you will walk together. Okay, they will help you. But know that nobody is reliable except one father. He is the one, he is the only one who will be the final support. So, don't seek power, don't seek cooperation. If they cooperate, it's fine. We cooperate with them, it's fine. But our cooperation should be absolutely selfless. We don't want cooperation in return. If they do, if they give cooperation, that's fine. But I will not beg for cooperation. Please cooperate, please cooperate. I am doing such a great service. I am doing such an unlimited service. But these people don't cooperate with me. This attitude will not help. Ninth, care. We want others to take care of me. If I am sick, Manjubin, I want people to come and see me and say good, sweet words. They should ask me how I am feeling, how is the fever, how is the pain, did you take food, or do you need anything? Yeah? Bouquet, fruits, dry fruits, okay, whatever. So, no, but Chimin bhai will be there, that's fine. But we should not beg for care. We don't want anybody's care. God will take care of me. You know, there was one brother in Shantivan long back, and he was very sick. And nobody was probably taking care. He was some sevadari long back. So he wanted that somebody should take care of him and he should be taken to the hospital. And ultimately somehow he managed and came to the hospital. But it happened that it was Sunday and hospital was closed. And he had all the swellings all over the body. So what happened? Then he decided, oh, now what I will do, where I will go. So he meets some homeopathic doctor. Okay. So that homeopathic doctor gives him some medication. And within 2 days, he is okay. He says that he thinks ki now nobody is there except Baba. Now nobody is mine. Now any doctor if I get and whatever he gives me, I will get okay. And the homeopathy doctor gives him something and he gets all right. So, you know, when all human support go away and you take divine support, automatically things happen. So we don't need attention. Last, 10th. Company. Support we said already, first was. Attention. Another is attention. We don't need anybody's attention. Power, that yoga power will come, yoga power here. Attention, we don't want anybody to pay us special attention to me. If I go somewhere, everybody should say, oh, how are you, what and all. We don't want attention. You go and you come back. We don't seek anybody's care, anybody's attention, anybody's love, anybody's support, anybody's appreciation, anybody's respect. Anybody's company is also right. Company, we don't want any, we don't have to beg for company. Somebody, we are begging for somebody's company and that person is not ready to give us. Then, so these are some of the things we need not to beg. Okay? You get everything on your, on, Baba is giving you everything. You don't have to ask for everything. Disciples of Jesus Christ go to him and say, oh, what we will do, what we will speak. We don't know how to speak, we don't know how to give you a message. Because we have never given speeches. Those disciples, they were just ordinary people. They said, how can we talk in front of a huge mob? We can't. We have no practice. And Jesus says, you go and stand. It shall be given unto you at that hour what to speak. It shall be given unto you at that hour. You just go and stand and surrender. And automatically, divine powers will come and you will speak. So it shall be given unto you at that hour. So we don't have to ask for anything. Be ichcha matram avidya. When you become like that, you automatically get everything. Okay. When you run after things, you don't get. You know, in English there is a saying, happiness is like a butterfly. You run after the butterfly and the butterfly runs away. You stand still and butterfly comes and sits on your shoulder. So praptis or attainments are also like that. When you run after them, they don't come. You chase them, you stand still. And his remembrance and all, they will come and sit upon you. Om Shanti. Yeah,